So now, ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time?
From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. This week, we try to make sense of 2018 by sharing some of our favorite songs of the year in our own DJ set. It's like sugar, so sweet. Good
enough to eat. And we'll pay tribute to some of the artists we lost this year.
That's all coming up on Sound Opinions.
This is Sound Opinions, and we'll have our DJ sets for 2018 in a bit. But first, Greg, we have to pay tribute to some of the musicians we've lost this year.
Indeed we do, Jim. What a year for deaths in the rock and soul and hip-hop communities. I mean, we have lost some giants, notably Aretha Franklin, Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries, the great South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela, Pete Shelley of the Buzzcocks just recently died. That was a huge blow. Today, we're going to cover some of the people we weren't able to mention in our previous shows. I'm going to start us off, Jim, by talking a little bit about Clarence Fountain of the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. He died on June 3rd at the age of 88. I am a huge fan of the Blind Boys of Alabama, in particular, the material they recorded in the 40s and 50s. You know, I have this pet theory of mine that gospel,
usually I'm the one with the theories.
Well, I mean, to me, the roots of what we know as rock and roll can be found in gospel music in the 40s. A lot of people talk about they brought together blues and country. And I said, you know, the third element in there is gospel.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, those gospel records of the 40s sound more rock and roll than some of the swill they put out as rock and roll in the 50s, you know? It rocked harder.
Yeah.
The Five Blind Boys of Alabama were one of the forerunners of that sound. There was a, what you would call a jubilee harmony style of gospel singing that was a little bit more refined that initially the Five Blind Boys of Alabama were specializing in. But then they really kind of pioneered that harder gospel sound. They became known as house wreckers. Every time you saw the Blind Boys of Alabama perform, it was like you wanted to wreck the house because they would get the congregation out of its seats and
jumping
people
up
were
and
celebrating
down
in the aisles, and you had a sense of urgency in their music and spiritual ecstasy that was a new thing in gospel music during that era. Now, they later on became, Grammy-winning artists. They were collaborating with pop and rock artists like Lou Reed and Bonnie Raitt and Willie Nelson and Neil Diamond and Tom Waits and on, well-respected and had become truly universally loved artists on many levels beyond the gospel realm. But I think it's the hardcore stuff from those early days that is the essence of what Clarence Fountain and the Five Blind Boys of Alabama were doing. Their first big hit was in the late 40s on the Chicago-based VJ label, I Can See Everybody's Mother But Mine. And I wanted to play a live recording of that performance from those early days. Here's the Five Blind Boys of Alabama with Clarence Fountain on lead with I Can See Everybody's Mother But Mine.
Everybody's mother, Lord, I just keep my mind. Says sometimes I get to wondering, did I treat my darling mother right?
That is the late Clarence Fountain, dead at the age of 88, with the Blind Boys of Alabama, their classic I Can See Everybody's Mother But Mine.
You gotta love that, Greg.
Oh, man, that stuff just gets me. Talk about house wrecking stuff, you know? It'll get you out of your seat for sure. Tony Joe White was another artist I wanted to mention whose death hit us this year. Age 75, died back in October. People know him primarily for two songs, Poke Salad Annie, which he turned into a hit, but it was an even bigger hit for Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm. And Presley made it a part of his set list ever since he recorded it in the late 60s.
Poke Salad Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, although the mama wasn't working on the chain gang.
And the other classic that Tony Joe White wrote was Rainy Night in Georgia, which I absolutely love in the version that was recorded by soul singer Brooke Benton. I have played that on the show previously. So I didn't want to focus on the stuff that he was best known for. I wanted to focus on the fact that this guy wrote dozens and dozens of other songs that were equally worthy. And his early records, I would particularly recommend seeking out his recordings from the late 60s into the early 70s, are loaded with great songs, where he talked about Southern life in a very plain-spoken style. He wasn't talking about spectacular events. He was talking more about how people lived in the South as he was growing up. And one of his greatest songs, I think, is from the Black and White album in 1969. It's a song called Willie and Laura May Jones, in which he talks about how rural whites and rural blacks spoke to each other and interacted with each other during this era. It wasn't all about racism because, you know, Tony Joe White was raised in the South and he had many friends and his family had many friends who were black and vice versa. There was a shared sense of we're all working these kind of tough jobs together, sharecropping, working these farms, not really getting anywhere economically, but finding friendship and a common bond through our work and through our music. He would sit around, his family and his neighbor's family, black neighbors that they had, would sit around and play music together after a hard day at work. And this song celebrates that sense of camaraderie. Willie and Laura Mae Jones from the late Tony Joe White on Sound Opinions.
I remember we'd hitch up the mules when Saturday rolled around. We'd always stop by Willie's house and say, do y'all need anything from town? Say no, but why don't y'all stop on your way back home? And I'll get Laura Mae to cook up some corn pones, and you know they're good. Oh, Lord, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fast. But that was another place and another time.
That's Willie and Laura Mae Jones from Tony Joe White, dead at the age of 75. Jim, you've got some people you want to pay tribute to as well.
Well, Greg, you know, the drummers often get overlooked when it comes to obits and everything else. I want to give the drummer some. Four of my favorites that we lost this year. Vinnie Paul co-founded Pantera with his brother of the famous name, Dimebag Darrell, in Texas in the early 80s. Pantera followed that first wave of thrash metal in the States, Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, Anthrax, and took it somewhere different. At first, not a remarkable band, you know, wannabe glam hair metal, and then they got into this sort of Texas groove thing. These were bikers. They looked like it. They smelled like it. I spent a 12-hour day with Pantera once to do a story about the roadies erecting a stage for a major arena concert and then tearing it down at the end of the day. They couldn't have been sweeter, right? But boy, did they look scary. and they brought this sort of swagger and country swing groove to the metal assault. Never better than Cowboys from Hell.
Your eyes will see the dawn of the day. Oh!
And another drummer we lost, Greg, was Nick Knox, longtime drummer for the psychobilly band The Cramps. Lux Interior died several years ago. Tremendous loss to fans of this ferocious, weird, psychedelic, strange, underground punk and rockabilly mix. Nick Knox powered that drum set for the longest of any of the Cramps drummers. There were numerous of them. He replaced Miriam Linna, who started in the band, became a great rock historian and a record label archivist. He was a simple drummer, and that's what the Cramps needed, because what was happening up front with Lux Interior and Poison Ivy was all the chaos. He was the anchor, played on Psychedelic Jungle, A Date with Elvis, the wonderfully named Stay Sick with the exclamation point. I've got two more drummers I want to talk about, Greg, and they, in many ways, wrote the book for the styles of music they played. DJ Fontana was 87 years old. We just lost him. He died in Nashville. He played drums with Elvis Presley for 14 years. He backed Elvis on that famous Ed Sullivan show, and he backed Elvis for the 68 comeback special. You can even see him pounding the drums in the movies Loving You, Jailhouse Rock, G.I. Blues. 450 recordings, all right? Again, a very simple drummer, bringing a sort of country swing to that nascent rock and roll beat. And there's gospel in there, and there's blues in there. Everything that Elvis was powered by DJ Fontana. You know, had a great career after Elvis, too, as a session drummer in Nashville, played with Waylon Jennings, Dolly Parton, Steve Earle, got back together several times later in his career with Scotty Moore, the great guitarist who powered Elvis for many years. I think he's really going to be missed. And just name an Elvis hit from that first period in the 50s all the way through the 60s, and he's on it.
Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Every bit as influential, Greg, is J-Bo Starks, the drummer for James Brown. He is dead at the age of 79, died in his home in Mobile, Alabama. Now, we paid tribute several years ago to Clyde Stubblefield. They were a duo, right? Often on stage, two drummers at a time. J-Bo Starks brought the blues. He grew up in the blues. Clyde Stubblefield, the funky drummer, was more from the funk and soul tip when they came together. You know, J-Bo's laying down the backbeat, and you had to be on, because otherwise Mr. Brown fined you, right? And Clyde was able to do some of the filigree. They worked together wonderfully. They also had a duo afterwards, after the James Brown years, called the Funkmasters, along with Clyde Stubblefield. I would say J-Bo has lived on in more samples than any other drummer in the history of popular music. Because when you think of the number of hip-hop bands that have sampled the breakbeats and the drum breaks, you know, it's J-Bo that's playing on the Payback, Superbad, and, of course, Get Up. I feel like being a sex machine.
Dig it, he's got his. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time, yeah.
Go ahead.
You want to hit it like it did on the top, fellas? Hit it like it did on the top. Hit it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up. Machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Get on up.
Now we want to hear from you. Which musicians that died this year are you mourning? Call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. Coming up, Jim and I play DJ sets of our mixtapes. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And the Sound Opinions tradition is to end the year with our own mixtapes, or DJ sets if you prefer, reflecting on something that meant a lot to us over the last year. Sometimes they have a theme, sometimes they don't. Greg, I always point out, you are the master of this. I just don't have the attention span. I know you've been working on it for like months already. You live for this. I am eager to hear what you have for us this year.
Well, I've been doing this basically since the cassette era, you know, and when I was a kid, and we would make mixtapes for each other, and especially at the end of the year, it was kind of a... It was a way of introducing all of our friends to new music, and we would turn each other on to records that we liked that year, you know, because we couldn't afford to buy them all, so you'd make a cassette tape and hand it to your buddy.
I did that, but then I grew up one day.
Yeah, well, I have not grown up when it comes to mixtapes. That's for darn sure.
That's what I love about you.
And my brother-in-law says, you know, this is what I wait for every year, and I said, okay, buddy, you got it, and we still burn CDs for each other. And so here, you know, I want to share with the listeners what I've done this year with a 2018 mix that I'm calling Undone. We, you know, if you've been listening to the show this year, there's a sense of a lot of recordings having this sense of anxiety about them, right?
Yes, these are anxious times.
There's a couple of songs on mixtape where the songwriters talk explicitly about having a queasy stomach, you know? And that's the way I feel a lot of days. And it ain't because I drank too much coffee or had too much wine the night before. It's because you turn on the news and you feel like you're anxious and you're wondering where we're going. What's this planet happening to? We've had these confluence of all these hashtag movements, you know, resist, Me Too, Black Lives Matter. This is cropping up again and again in songs. It's being addressed in songs. I love the fact that the art is reflecting that anxiety in a really powerful way, and also giving us a reason to keep pushing through. And that's really where I was going for on this mix, was not only addressing our sense of collective anxiety, but also that we're going to get through this together, if we're going to get through it at all. So that's where I'm heading with this mixtape. I'm going to play the final four songs in my mix, starting off with Dessa's Fire Drills, which is a song you and I both have cited as one of our favorites of the year. I think what Dessa is basically conveying here in a few short verses is an entire history of the way women have been perceived in our society, and it's gotten only worse in many ways. As she says, the daily vigilance that's asked of women to keep their bodies safe and reputations clean. And that is an under constant assault in the world we're living in today. And that song addresses it very directly and in a very powerful way. The track immediately after Madam Gandhi's Bad Habits, it's a single that she released just a few weeks ago. It's my year to be free from what's bothering me. It's this society that's killing me. And that's kind of a double-edged sword. Yes, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that's making life difficult for us, but it's my year to be free is the key line there. And as we've come out of this this morass, this murk, what could be more celebratory? What could be more uplifting than a new single from Chaka Khan?
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, yeah, this is a way to get us all on the dance floor and feeling like we can get through this. Like Sugar is one of my favorite tracks of the year. The Chaka Khan made it is all the more potent to me. One of my favorite artists making a great comeback with this song. And finally, a song that moves me every time I hear it, Parquet Courts, with a song that I think is the centerpiece of their 2018 album. The song is called Free Bird 2. And that may sound like a sort of a tongue-in-cheek title. Okay, Free Bird, that's the thing that everybody yells at concerts, right? But they've turned it into this anthem. And it's a song where Andrew Savage, one of the songwriters in the band, is addressing his difficult childhood. He had a mother who was a drug addict, and they were often homeless, and there was a very toxic environment to be growing up in. And this song talks about him not only in some ways being able to forgive his mother, but to sort of move past it and to feel free, to feel like I finally achieved what I'd hoped to have all along, which is the sense that I'm my own person now. I've finally broken away from that past that had held me down for so long. I'm going to play the final four songs of my mixtape, but you can find the entire 16-track mix titled Undone at soundopinions.org. To start us off, here's Dessa's Fire Drills on Sound Opinions.
I've been Wendy, living with the Lost Boys. Youth spent as a deckhand on the convoy. Moves every night to prove we were something. Got confused if it was from a two that we were running. I've seen Gibraltar, I've seen the Taj Mahal, Soweto, Hagia Sophia, Chef Chauvin paints the walls blue. I've played to full rooms, I've played the fool too. Burning through the bottoms of a pair of new boots. Cut my hair, take my business down. A woman on her own must be from out of town. Funny, you don't know the concessions that you're making until you catalog them. And by then they're many, and you're battle-hardened. Heat makes liquid of the asphalt. Keepsakes and parking tickets on the dashboard. I'm here to file my report. Is the vixen of the wolf pack. Tell patient zero he can have his rib back. You can count my ribs. Count my. You can count my ribs. My.
You can't be too broke to break. As a woman, always something left to take. So you shouldn't try to stay too late or talk to strangers. Look too long, go too far out of range. Cause angels can't watch everybody all the time. Stay close, hems low, safe inside. That formula works if you can live it. But it works by putting half the world off limits.
You can count. Say, go out and be brave. Now we say, be careful, stay safe. In any given instance, that don't hurt. It sinks in like stilettos and soft earth. Like the big win is not a day without an incident. I beg to differ with it. I think a woman's worth. I think that she deserves a better line of work than the other vigilance. Don't give me vigilance. By definition, you can't make a difference if the big ambition is simply standing sentry to your innocence. That's not a way to live. That can't be what a woman is. That gives her nothing to aspire to. What that is, it's just a life of running fire drills.
We're running fire drills. We're running fire drills. We're running fire drills.
We're running fire drills.
We're running fire drills.
We're running fire drills.
We're running fire drills.
drills.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and this is my 2018 mixtape. We started off with Dessa with Fire Drills, followed by Madame Gandhi with Bad Habits, and you're about to hear Chaka Khan with Like Sugar and Parquet Courts with Freebird 2 on Sound Opinions.
When you feel the fun, I can't beat. Get up on.
Final four songs of my 2018 mixtape, fully available at soundopinions.org. First, we started with Dessa and Fire Drills, Madam Gandhi with Bad Habits, followed by Chaka Khan with Like Sugar, and finally Parquet Courts with Free Bird 2.
Good job, Greg, and people can listen to all of your mixtape at soundopinions.org. As always, we want to hear from you. What song defined 2018 for you? Call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Coming up next, I'll share my set for 2018. That's after a short break on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Watch them assemble again.
I want you to wait and walk with me. Walk past every chance.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot, he's Jim DeRogatis, and we're sharing DJ sets with you today from our mixtapes of 2018. I just shared my set, and Jim, now it's your turn.
Well, Greg, you know, in many ways, these DJ sets are a chance for us to get on a soapbox. You did an excellent job talking about the anxiety in 2018 nationally. I want to talk about the anxiety locally, but it is beyond Chicago's borders. I think many music communities, great cities from coast to coast, are constantly under siege by several forces. One is gentrification. There's a song about gentrification in my set. Another is just big business. You know, we are seeing the monopolization of the concert industry, which is beginning to shut out small clubs across the city. But my mixtape opens with a song about Chicago, Laura Jane Grace. I hate Chicago. I got to explain this to you. I love Chicago. I know Laura Jane does too, okay? But this city has this weird mix. I've been here since 1991. Of hometown boosterism, we love everything Chicago, and also inferiority complex. When they say second city, we just never think we're good enough, right? And so what Laura Jane is raving about is how she hates Chicago. She hates the pizza. I'm with her there. I grew up out east. So did she. You know, she hates the Cubs. She hates Midway. She hates O'Hare. And then there's this key line in the middle where she says, what this really is a divorce song. An end of a relationship in her life, you know, that turned, you know, how sometimes that happens. And one thing happens in your life and everything about where you live suddenly sucks. Chance the Rapper, homegrown talent, Chicago, gave us six songs this year. Four songs floated as an EP in the middle of the year, and then two songs just at the end of the year at the last minute. Now, really, any Chance song has all of these nods to Chicago, pro and con. I could have played any, but we didn't get to talk about those two singles at the end of the year. The man who has everything finds him name-checking the Beverly neighborhood, traditionally the place where many white middle-class Chicago city workers live. And Chance is mulling over, you know, how maybe someday I can get a house in Beverly. But then he decides at the end, you know, West Chatham say okay. You know, the South Side neighborhood where he came up, except he concludes it could really use better swings, right? Because, you know, the playgrounds, the ball fields, the schools all are better in white Chicago than the South Side. From there, I go to a broader look at gentrification. Ry Cooder put out a solo album this year, The Prodigal Son. Who is Ry Cooder? He's a musician's musician. Listen to the people he's played with. Captain Beefheart, Ali Farka Touré, Eric Clapton, The Stones, Van Morrison, Neil Young, Randy Newman, David Lindley. Wow. He was the driving force behind that Buena Vista Social Club album, and then the movie, and then the tour. And he's also a grouchy old man, right, out on the West Coast. So for some reason, he's got a thing about Johnny Depp. This building's been sold to Johnny Depp, and you're going to have to relocate. Look, gentrification is something I've witnessed as a music journalist and as a regular reporter throughout my life. A neighborhood begins to attract artists. It becomes a cool place to live. People begin flocking there. The rents go up and all the artists are pushed out. I lived through that in Hoboken. I have friends who lived through that in Brooklyn. We are seeing this now in Chicago. In particular, this year, we lost a club called Quenchers, another called Mutiny, Township, the Heartland Cafe. These are all places my silly little punk band would play with three other bands on a Friday or Saturday night. This is the heart and soul of any city's music community, right? We now see The Hideout, one of the best clubs in Chicago, legendary. You know, Wilco plays there. The Smashing Pumpkins have premiered new material there. Mavis Staples recorded a solo album there. Literally across the street in what used to be a garbage truck parking lot is going to rise this high-rise tower. It's going to have five concert venues, all of them booked by Live Nation, from the capacity of 150 up to a soccer stadium. How does any mom-and-pop club or the infrastructure that makes any city special survive in the face of that? We don't know where that's going to go. But this song is by Hot Lips Messiah, a band that seems to be on like every other bill my stupid band ever winds up on, right? Just in terms of I've never played them. They should be a buried treasure. After 3 years, they have put out a super ambitious double album on vinyl, with multicolored vinyl, led by one of the best front women I've ever seen, Tracy Trouble. She's like a female Iggy Pop with a little bit of Lux Interior of the Cramps. This incredible album has almost everybody from the Chicago Underground makes a cameo. The people from Naked Raygun and the Bull Weevils. It's a real Chicago effort, and this is a Chicago song, if ever there was one, but really stands in for, you know, the underground anywhere. Let's go swimming at the waste treatment plant, right? We're in a world of crap. We're going to make the best of it and party. So that's my mixtape for 2018.
I hate the city of Chicago. Man, this place feels like nowhere. And the traffic makes getting nowhere take that much longer. I hate the Cubs, the Sox, the Blackhawks, and the Bulls. I could give a dish about the Pumpkin, Slint, or Wilco. Learn how to make a pizza, you guys need a gods. Say hello back when someone says hello, you asshole. I hate O'Hare, I hate Midway, I can't stand Chicago. Oh, the best part is leaving, cause maybe one day I'll never come back again. Christ, you caught me. This is actually just another divorce song. Maybe it's not all of Cook County's fault.
What to get the man who has everything? Trying to fit myself into a schedule and a wedding ring. Trying to eat everything. I was raised to come across my plate, then I better swing. Trying to turn Confederate flags into confetti strings. Trying to back up my baby mama like Kevin Federline. Heard they got some nice ass houses out there in Beverly. Never leave where I came from. I just need me some stockings in the chimney they can hang from. Photos so my kids can find out where they got their names from. Christmas cards so gorgeous, other families wanna frame one. Real talk, I need a front yard, a backyard, a side yard, a side yard, and sidebar. Dry bar, nine cars in a garage, and it's on hella acres. I'm tired of people visiting, taking the elevator. Well, we'll keep the elevator.
Love me forever. That's all I ask of you. Love me forever. That's all I ask of you.
Don't gifts get rewrapped. That shit could get sticky like tree sap. I gave you free raps. That shit sound like free facts, which is about as common as free blacks. Stuck like freeze tag for one of these random police stops. Look like the treetops soon as the breeze stops. And once the debris drops, the street's 400 degrees hot. Please, man, we need some freeze pops. What in the world for the man who has everything? Man, West Chatham Park could use some better swings. Used to be disheveled, I went and shoveled everything. Tell Santa to show up the doors he never ring. He never ring.
all I ask of you.
That's all I ask.
Love me forever. That's all I ask of you.
That baby is a genius. Don't teach him about Santa till you teach him about Jesus. Don't take him out the snow to try to take him on beaches. I swear it's enough leisure in this world to get lost. What's the point of gaining chicken if you lose all the sauce? What's the point of gaining chicken if it can't get across? Lost the cold hard cast.
Laura Jane Grace, I Hate Chicago, and Chance the Rapper, the man who has everything. We are midway through my DJ set on Sound Opinions. Coming up, Rye Cooter and Hot Lips Messiah.
Standing on the corner, spending my time, not of a job, not earning a dime. Lady steps up, says, I suppose you're a stylish young man by the looks of your clothes. Said, trust me and take a little tip. This building's been sold to Johnny Depp. Who? Take the bow, relocate. The Google men are coming downtown, so don't be late. Just a hole in the wall. Got to sleep in the kitchen with your feet in the hall. No hot water, no windows and doors. You gotta make it past all the real estate agents, junkies and hoes. City. Ain't no coffee shops around. I heard them Google men drink so much coffee, I declare, I think they might drown. Gentrification is here. Oh, one thing I know, you can't stand pat.
I declare you gotta step it up and go.
We're going out swimming at the waste stream plant.
That wraps up my DJ set for 2018. Laura Jane Grace, I Hate Chicago, Chance the Rapper, The Man Who Has Everything, Ry Cooder, Gentrification, Hot Lips Messiah, Let's Go Swimming at the Waste Treatment Plant. Greg, let's go.
Well done, Jim. I'm impressed.
I try. You know, I don't even want to compete.
You're getting good at this mixtape stuff.
No, it's been like 43 years you and me have been doing this, and I'm never going to measure up.
That wraps up our mixtapes of 2018, and now we want to hear from you. What songs would be on your 2018 mixtape? Call 888-859-1800 and leave a message with your explanation. Just a reminder, you can find our full mixtapes at soundopinions.org, along with all of our great shows from 2018.
Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Jim, we're going to play some of our favorite duet recordings of all time.
As always, Sound Opinions was produced by Brendan Banasak, Alex Claiborne, Ayanna Contreras, and Andrew Gill.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
I don't wanna go through your phone. Some things are better left unknown. I'd rather keep living in my day. Keep living in my day. Keep thinking that things are just what they seem.
New messages. Hi, I'm Caroline, calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm a really big fan of the show. I just listened to the Best Albums of 2018 episode, and the whole time I was thinking about one of my favorites from this year, Twin Fantasy by Carsey Pedres. One of the cool things about this album is the story behind it, because Will Toledo, who's the creative force behind Carsey Pedres, wrote this album when he was 19 and then uploaded it to Bandcamp. And so Twin Fantasy is him taking all those old songs and reworking them in a way that's still really loyal to the vulnerability, the anxiousness, and the hopelessness of being a closeted 19-year-old kid. But it's really technically impressive. It has these harmonies. It has this kind of rugged lo-fi feeling that makes you wonder, like, oh, so this is the reworked version. I love listening.
Hi, my name is Mark, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. Wanted to share my favorite album of the year. It would be Devin Welsh's Dream Songs. Devin Welsh is the former singer of a band called Magical Clouds, and this was his first release, and it was incredibly lush, incredibly warm, just really, really interesting. And he did it all himself, released it all himself, recorded it all himself. And I just think that's fascinating, what people are able to do now.
Dream, wasted by the daylight.
Thanks. Love the show.
Hey, Jim and Greg, long-time listener, first-time caller. This is Gabriel calling from Chicago. Just wanted to say one of my favorite albums, if not my favorite album of 2018, is Ordinary Corrupt Human Love by a band called Deaf Heaven. It's just a wonderful, unholy blend of black metal, stadium rock, post-rock and post-metal. It's really cool. And a blend like that, I mean, I don't know how much more metal you can get. Hope you guys have a great rest of 2018 and a great 2019. Take care.
Guys, this is Peter calling from Oak Park. My favorite record of 2018, even though I've only had it for maybe a couple of weeks, is Jeff Tweedy's Warm. It is a deceptively 70s simple sounding record with some of his most direct writing in my mind. That doesn't mean it's direct, but it's some of his most direct writing, and it's really speaking to me at the end of the year here. Keep up the good work. I love the show, and I can't wait to hear more in 2019. Starts to rain. Keep me in mind. I know what it's like. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to not feel love. No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.